Alchemy by Sarah Teasdale. Read for LibriVox.org by Raven Notation. I lift my heart as spring lifts up a yellow daisy to the rain. My heart will be a lovely cup, although it holds but pain. For I shall learn from flower and leaf that color every drop they hold, to change the lifeless wine of grief to living gold. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Annabel Lee by Edgar Allan Poe, read for LibriVox.org by Anita Fleming. It was many and many a year ago, in a kingdom by the sea, that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabel Lee. And this maiden she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. I was a child and she was a child in this kingdom by the sea, but we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabel Lee, with a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me. And this was the reason that, long ago, in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling my beautiful Annabel Lee, so that her high-born kinsmen came and bore her away from me, to shut her up in a sepulchre in this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know, in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of the cloud by night, chilling and killing my Annabel Lee. But our love, it was stronger by far than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we. And neither the angels in heaven above nor the demons down under the sea can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabel Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And the stars never rise, but I feel the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And so all the night tide I lie down by the side of my darling, my life and my bride, in the sepulchre there by the sea, in her tomb by the sounding sea. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
A Baby by Madison Julius Cain. Read for LibriVox.org by Tamara Trehill. You may contact me via email at missbutterflykisses90@yahoo.com. That's missbutterflykisses90@yahoo.com. Why speak of Raja rubies and roses of the south? I know a sweeter crimson, a baby's mouth. Why speak of sultan sapphires and violet seas and skies? I know a lovelier azure, a baby's eyes. Go seek the wide world over, search every land and mart. You'll never find a pearl like this, a baby's heart. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Because I Could Not Stop for Death by Emily Dickinson, read for LibriVox.org by Anita Fleming. Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality. We slowly drove, he knew no haste, and I had put away my labor and my leisure too, for his civility. We passed the school where children played at wrestling in a ring. We passed the fields of gazing grain. We passed the setting sun. We passed before a house that seemed a swelling of the ground. The roof was scarcely visible, the cornice but a mound. Since then 'tis centuries, but each feels shorter than the day I first surmised the horses' heads were toward eternity. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Better Part by E. Nesbitt. Read... Sample complete. Ready to continue?